Was there any discussion or vote on the merits of a by-election versus an appointment for the selection of a new trustee for the Nipissing Parry Sound Catholic District School Board? Why was there no communication through the media or to constituents before the release? What type of staff report was shared with constituents or the media other than the board's website? When, if ever, did trustees meet to discuss the process? It would appear that given so much secrecy and unilateral decision-making, a by-election is the fairest and most democratic process. Democracy is expensive, but I think it is something we should be willing to expense. My concern with approving an appointment process would be the ability to avoid any nepotism or biases, whether direct or systemic. In the time left, we want to make sure that there is someone who comes with some understanding of how boards work. There's a steep learning curve and there will be a short time for this person to navigate that and then effectively do her job. Any applicants should declare that they won't run in October's elections to ensure a level playing field for all. I will be forwarding my letter to all media in the hopes that all constituents can be aware of not only a questionable process but a real lack of inclusion in a disappointing and secretive process. I will also be interested in the ministry's take on the appointment and the processes and procedures of this board, and to rescind the appointment, start over and mandate a by-election if needed. The urgency to secretly handpick the person without knowing if others had applied and what advertising went to open up for more candidates is not only questionable but manipulative. It seems very strange that six trustees cannot survive until the next election, given most of the work appears to be mandated by the government and implemented by principals and school staff. It has been shameful, in my opinion, how poorly this ongoing relationship with the media, the constituents, and the Catholic community has been for far too long. It appears its policies, procedures, bylaws, and a governance model are being further manipulated for the power, prestige and unilateral decisions that counter the democracy we deserve. All trustees show disrespect for their motto, alive in the spirit and rooted in faith, rendering it more meaningless as well. Frank O'Hagan, North Bay Editor's Note. Mr. O'Hagan is a former board member of the Nipissing Parry Sound Catholic District School Board and a former city councillor.